I think I've played Dance With Me like a couple times at this point. Yeah, that's a good one. This is a beautiful Sunday to be in the Arouse studio where we're having fun. My name is Mary. I'm here for Bible study. Hope you guys stick around. Listen to some music with me. For the first time in a while, I've curated a playlist and not just like decided to sit down and play whatever I want to play. So these are some bangers from the past week. We're going to start off really strong, frankly, with an Imogen Heap song, Good Night and Go. I've been really obsessed with this album for the past, like, week. I didn't realize her game until now. This is all Speak for Yourself, you know, the album that everyone already knows, with the Jason Derulo song on it. But this is Good Night and Go, the second song off Imogen Heap's album, Speak for Yourself. Enjoy.
Say goodnight and go.
You're alone.
Oh, why'd you have to be so cute?
right. So that was some Imogen Heap, maybe an underrated song of hers. The next one I'm going to play is a little bit of a different vibe. It's another Al Green song. I've definitely already played Dreams by Al Green, probably this year, but I've been really into him. This is How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? It's a little bit of a long one, but totally worth the listen. So here we go. This is How Can You Mend a Broken Heart by Al Green.
Think of younger days when I lived for my life. Was everything a man could want to do? I could never see tomorrow. And misty memories of days gone by, but we could never see tomorrow. Would you believe that no one ever told us about the sorrow? So can you stop the rain from falling on my heart?
How can you stop
the that old sun from shining? What makes the world go round? And sometime I have to say, I just wanna
I just wanna live again, baby. How can you mend this broken man? Yeah. Somebody tell me, how can a loser ever win? I'm gonna say, baby, help me mend this old broken heart. I feel like I wanna live again. How can you mend this broken heart? Somebody please tell me, how can you stop the rain from falling down? Although my clothes are all wet, tell me, how can you mend mine? Please help me mend my broken heart. I believe I got a feeling that I want to live. La 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 la.
And happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah. Love.
Oopsies, sorry guys, I got a coffee and I got distracted. So you heard 20 Seconds of Love and Happiness by Al Green. Also, I hope you enjoyed it. But that's not what I wanted to play for you today. I've got a couple more hand-picked tunes just for you. They're playing Radiohead upstairs, no surprises, which I think is a really depressing pick for a cute little coffee shop. And I'm not really an aficionado with Radiohead, you know. I'm kind of normal with my consumption of Radiohead. I know, like, the two that everyone knows. But it's really bringing the vibe down. We're going to play Claro. Listen, okay. I don't listen to Claro a lot, but I really loved her new record, Charm. I didn't go to the tour. It's okay. But I have very strong associations with Charm and walking through, like, the National Gallery this summer. And that was really quite delightful, and I just want to share a little bit of that with you guys. So I'm going to play next Nomad by Claro. It's my favorite album off Charm. It's my favorite song on Charm, and it's also the first track.
And everything.
Like she ate, she knew exactly what she was doing with that one. She got it, nail on the head. All the other album or tracks on that record sound like almost exactly the same. Is a secret. So that's great. If you liked that, check out the whole record. My mom sent that song to me and was like, "This sounds like something you'd play on Bible study." So that one's for her. I'm Mary, and this is Bible study. By the way, happy Sunday. I don't know if I did that. We were in a bit of a rush when I got in, but I've been content farming for the Arouse Instagram and TikTok, and I don't usually do our social media stuff. That's not my job. So I'm having a lot of fun. I love making TikToks. It's been a good day. You know, I got brunch. That was it. I did, if you know me, you know I'm allergic to peanuts. I haven't had a peanut in over a year, but I broke my streak today. I found a peanut in my breakfast potatoes that I thought was an almond for whatever reason. I don't know. But I ate it, ate one peanut. Don't feel the best I've ever felt, frankly, but that could just be me. So stick around, see if I, you know, make it to the next day. This is Image by Magdalena Bay. Magdalena Bay is an awesome up-and-coming, I can't even feel like I say, like I can't say up-and-coming pop star anymore because she's got, you know, 3 million listeners on Spotify. But this is Magdalena Bay. People have been really giving her flowers lately, which are absolutely due. And this is one of my favorites on her newest album, Imaginal Disc. It is called Image. Whoa, sorry, my phone's going off. This is Image by Magdalena Bay. fantastic. And the visuals on that music video are just incredible. Big fan. Excited to see what she gets up to next. Obviously, people are starting to hate because people love to hate and be mean. So as soon as she probably got past 2.5 million, they were like, she needs to take it down a second. But I love her. I love Magdalena Bay. I can't remember what's next. I was looking at my phone really intensely. Ooh, right. Okay. So this is a The Hollies song. I recently saw Graham Nash with my dad and my former co-host, because she works now. And that spurred kind of a whole conversation about The Hollies. So I've been listening to them a little more. But also, Heretic just came out. And if you've seen anything about Heretic, you've probably seen this scene where he's talking about, like, oh, how do you know Radiohead? But you don't know The Hollies. Like, if you know Creep by Radiohead. Oh, speaking of Radiohead. Oh, you know The Air That I Breathe by The Hollies. I think this is the song he was talking about. That Radiohead ripped off a Hollies song. I don't know. I don't hear it. But this song is really quite delightful. So this is The Air That I Breathe by The Hollies. I don't know. There was a fade out there. I really just let it go, and it was probably entirely too long of a fade out. But Creep was a total ripoff of a song by the Hollies, 1972. What? That's exactly what happened to George Harrison, who's found guilty of plagiarizing Chiffons. He's so fine, even though he wasn't thinking of the song when he wrote My Sweet Lord. What are we talking about here, though? I didn't do enough research before I started talking, so you're all going to hear me. Yeah, the air that I breathe, I don't hear it at all. Because I'm a creep, I'm a weirdo, what the hell am I don't get it. What are we talking about? They don't sound the same at all. So I think that was really mean of them to sue Radiohead. That was not... It's the same sequence of four chords. That's just how music works, you know? Whatever. People should chill out. Completely different songs. So that's what on my mind. I've been also thinking about samples. Hence the Al Green song. Because Dreams was sampled in Tyler, the Creator's Are We Still Friends? Should I play that? No. But I am going to play a song off Tyler, the Creator's newest album, Chromacopia. You can read a review of it on arousesu.com, on our magazine. This is Like Him. It is going to be Like Him. Feat. Lola Young. I don't know anything about Lola Young. I thought she was Remy Wolf. But they got a song together, Like Him. Whoops.
Damn, nigga. Every time I look at you, I swear to God. Nigga, you got that nigga feet. You got that nigga body. You got that nigga long arms, fingers and shit, flat feet, big dick.
She said that I make expressions like...
Huh.
where his body is. It was my fault. I'm sorry. You know? It was my fault. Not him, because he always wanted to be there for you. And I'm sorry, I was young. But he's always wanted to be a father to you. So I fucked up. And I take ownership of that, of my choices and decisions. And I'm sorry for that. He's a good guy. So don't hold that against him, because it was my fault. Just, you know, forgive me.
Thematically very old man by Neil Young, which I'll play next, after this next song. This is the last song that I had in my little playlist for this week. Open Hearted by The Garden. It's like an EP. They just released 6 songs. This is like the chillest of all of them. So that's why I'm playing it today on this slow Sunday morning. But I really like these 6 tracks together. I think they're really cohesive. There's one I hate, and I can't remember what it is, so I can't really steer you away from it. But this is Open Hearted by The Garden. It's the same vibe as the last song-ish, so then I'll do a nice smooth transition into some other stuff. Enjoy. Love that like synth sound, and it's so terrible in a way. They do it a lot. There's a lot of their songs that they insist on using this crazy synth, and I think that's really quite beautiful. Sorry, I'm still content farming, so there's gonna be a little bit of a weird pause here, and I'm gonna go back and because I want to redo some of my clips. But then the video is too long, and it's all very complicated. but give me one second. Because I'm doing a countdown. It's very hard to be the vice president of student radio and assign yourself tasks. Let's pull image back up, just so I can get a little pause. But yeah, so this next one is going to be Old Man by Neil Young, because that song really reminded me of it. And I think it's an important theme in a space of metamorphosis, such as the season of fall to winter. And this is, what were we watching? Oh, we were watching the glass blowing show. I don't even remember what it's called. But someone just made like a very literal artwork made of glass. It was like, it was the seven deadly sins. Their sin was wrath. And they were like, I'm going to make a book with the grapevine coming out of it because of grapes of wrath. Which, no, is stupid and it made me mad. But then they had, like, one of the judges, and she was like, this is very emblematic of, like, the way that wrath can grow and the fruit, and it's, and it takes over, like, grapevines. And she made it so much more than it was. And that's what I'm doing with the song Old Man. But that's because it's so deeply important to me. So here's Old Man by Neil Young.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you. Look at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Beautiful. And what a beautiful transition also into the next song I want to play. It's a John Denver song, because last night we watched the John Denver and the Muppets Rocky Mountain Holiday, I think is what it is. Ooh, I think that's what it's called. God, I love it so much. It's like probably the best 45 minutes of anything that's ever been put on TV. And I'm dead serious. And I really have a lot of fond feelings in my heart for John Denver. He's probably one of my favorite people in the world. So we're going to play Poem, Prayers, and Promises. Poems, Prayers, and Promises, as featured on John Denver and the Muppets' Rocky Mountain Holiday. Because it's beautiful. And John Denver is the kindest soul ever, and he looks like a puppet. And everything is awesome. Here you go.
I've been lately thinking about my life's time, all the things I've done and how it's been. And I can't help believing in my own mind, I know I'm gonna hate to see it end. I've seen a lot of sunshine, slept out in the rain, spent a night or two all on my own. I've known my lady's pleasures, had myself some friends, spent a time or two in my own home. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have a chance to hang around and lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire, while all my friends and my old lady sit and pass a pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care, how long it's been since yesterday. What about tomorrow? And what about our dreams and all the memories we share? Days, they pass so quickly now, nights are seldom long. Time around me whispers when it's cold. The changes somehow frighten me, still I have to smile. It turns me on to think of growing old. For though my life's been good to me, there's still so much to do, so many things my mind has never known. I'd like to raise a family, I'd like to sail away and dance across the mountains on the moon. I have to say it now, it's been a good life all in all. It's really fine to have the chance to hang around and lie there by the fire and watch the evening tire, while all my friends and my old lady sit and pass the pipe around and talk of poems and prayers and promises and things that we believe in. How sweet it is to love someone, how right it is to care, how long it's been since yesterday. What about tomorrow? What about our dreams and all the memories we share?
Imagine he's singing that with a tiny puppet frog on his shoulder. Are you imagining it? Because it's awesome. And I really hope you are. Because it's just the most delightful thing. All right, I think I've only got one more for us. Don't worry. I'll pull out two, though. I'll do it for you guys. This is White Flag by Dido. I was stalking other people's playlists, other arousers, and I haven't heard the song in forever, and I want to. So this is White Flag by Dido. Gets it. Okay, this is gonna be my last song. I think it's gonna be my last one. I'm gonna play a Joni Mitchell song. Who's excited? Let me put on the treasure chest real quick, and then I can play my Joni Mitchell song. Serious DJing happening in here. Okay, what do I want to play? I don't know. It's maybe something from Ladies of the Canyon. No. I take it back. I want to listen to... Damn, this is just the worst layout ever. The Spotify, like, list. And not the... Ooh, Ooh. I'm excited. Oh, I'm so excited. We're listening to the re-record of Both Sides Now. The 2000 version, not the 1969 version, because it's winter. And it's time to be wistful. It's time to be morose. She gets it. She's smoking a cigarette. She's drinking red wine. She's just like me. She's blonde. This is Both Sides Now by Joni Mitchell, 2000. Everyone have a great week. I wish that for all of you. Thanksgiving coming up. Semester's almost done. Holiday season approaching. All good things. I'll see you next week. Okay, bye-bye. Oops. I made a mistake. That was like a really cute send-off, and then I did make a mistake. But I'm fixing it. And then we're going to hear Both Sides Now. Here it is. Okay, bye.
Rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather cannons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. And you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let me know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know. I really don't know love at all.